Technology has made it easy to meet people online, but when it comes to turning that connection into a real-life one, it can get complicated. Cindy Casey teaches cybersecurity at Gwinnett Mercy University. She says most dating apps do not require a criminal background check or verify user identities.
If a person is vague in what they're telling you, that's something to be suspicious of. If they get too romantic too fast, that certainly sends up a red flag. If they're saying they're a lawyer or a doctor, and then they're typing in with bad grammar, that's a red flag that this person is not who they are. Maybe their account will disappear and then reappear.
Casey recommends signing up for a dating app with an email address that you create for the purpose of dating and limit the information you put into your profile. If you do take your digital date offline, Pennsylvania State Police say you should tell a trusted friend your plans, drive yourself, and meet in a public place. Megan Frank, WLVR News.